From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, you'll meet a homeless high school student who will graduate this weekend. First, though, there have been hundreds of earthquakes in North Texas since 2008. The ones surrounding the Azul-Reno area have been linked to oil and gas activity, but the quakes in Irving remain a mystery. The state legislature hopes to solve that mystery soon. At the close of the legislative session, lawmakers approved $4 million to fund an independent study to investigate the quakes. State House member Rafael Anchia represents the area affected by the earthquakes.
We don't want to make any sort of premature assumptions about what's causing these earthquakes. So we thought it was very important to get this study completed so we could figure out what was going on.
The money will help pay for seismic monitors and mapping the University of Texas will use in the study. Study's expected to be finished and ready for state leaders by next December. Texas lawmakers are heading home now that the legislative session has ended. This year, lawmakers filed more than 11,000 bills and resolutions and passed about half of them. So there were mixed results for Governor Greg Abbott's top priority items. More money for transportation, border security, and pre-kindergarten all made it to his desk. Setting aside cash to bring Nobel laureates to state universities did not. Ethics probably fared the worst. A few bills passed to tweak how lawmakers report campaign contributions passed, but lawmakers said no to requiring nonprofits to reveal their donor lists. Tonight on All Things Considered, Ross Ramsey with the Texas Tribune will explain why the session was conservative but complicated. We turn now to our American graduate series, Homeless in High School. At first glance, Desmond Davis seems like a high schooler who has everything together. He's a runner, a wrestler, and a drum major. His school, though, has lots of challenges. North Dallas High ranks in the bottom 20% statewide in academic performance, but Des graduates this weekend. He's heading to Oklahoma State in the fall. And as KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, Des Davis is homeless.
Through much of elementary school, home life was tense for Desmond Davis, playing baritone horn in school band. Turned out to be a safe place.
At the time, I was just playing to, I guess, escape what was going on when I was at home. School was like another home, especially the band room in elementary. That was a place where I know I can express myself truly and fully. And when I got into band, I felt like that's another family.
Family matters to Des Davis. So does survival. His mom and dad divorced by the time he got to middle school. Before that, he lived in South Oak Cliff. Life was scary.
Because in the area I grew up in, while you stayed with my mom, most of those kids don't even make it out of high school. And I said to myself, I can't be like all these other kids that's around my neighborhood. For the most part, I just don't want to be a statistic.
After his parents split, Des says dad got custody based on his mother's neglect. With his father, he moved out of Oak Cliff. But dad's a long-distance truck driver, gone for weeks at a time. Des had to find other places to live.
So for the past 6 years, I was moving from place to place to place. I've been to a total of 12 houses during that time period.
At this point, the school district classifies Des Davis as homeless. He never spent a night on the streets, but came close. He's among the 70% of homeless kids in Texas known as sofa surfers, staying with relatives or friends. By high school, he was back in South Oak Cliff living with his grandmother, who has diabetes.
It used to be nerve-wracking. I had to wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to help her out with medicine and stuff. And then I had to get ready for school. And plus the sports and stuff. And then got to go home, do homework, and then do chores.
One afternoon going home to his granny's, he got robbed at gunpoint. But life was changing.
One of you is in second position playing C. Come on.
Freshman Des Davis had a new band director, Jesse Warmanen.
Desmond is absolutely a hard worker for me. He has, every day that he's been in my program, worked to improve himself and improve the kids around him.
Tambourine?
Warmanen gave Des leadership responsibilities because he recognized band was in his blood and the band needed help. This senior year, Dez became the drum major.
Set. Mark, time, put.
He shows up before school, after school. He's here before I get to school in the morning, waiting to get into the band hall to just work with kids, write music for himself, and anything that he can do just to help out.
North Dallas High opened 93 years ago. Famous graduates include Looney Tunes cartoonist Tex Avery and federal judge Barefoot Sanders. Once at the northern edge of town, the red brick school is now nestled in a decidedly mixed neighborhood. Public housing and shelters sit near upscale shops and new apartments. Most students at North Dallas are minorities. 10% are homeless. This is where a man named CJ entered Dez's life.
Yeah, I think every kid deserves a family. I think everybody deserves family, you know?
Charles Johnson was the school's hall monitor and wrestling coach when Dez was a freshman. A bulldog himself, CJ spent the last decade and a half putting kids up at his house until their home life improved.
If they don't have it where they came from and everything, they'll have it with me, or they'll have it with my family, or the people I make my family.
Dez met CJ through the school's action team, a volunteer group that provides community service hours needed to graduate. CJ, who now works security at Baylor Medical Center, extended an offer. Need a place to hang out for a few hours? On the weekend? Need a place to sleep? Dez's initial suspicions were unfounded.
It started as being one day, and the day turned into weeks, and those turned into months, and I just went ahead and said, well, Granny, Mom, I'm gonna be staying over here now.
CJ's South Oak Cliff home has become a refuge for troubled and homeless high school kids. Jeremy Gonzalez, visiting a few months back, is one of them.
It's kind of like we created our own family. So CJ brought us in. That's my father. He's the head of the tree.
Gonzalez, now 27, with a young son, was one of the first boys CJ helped 11 years ago.
He brings Desmond in, so that's my little brother. If he ever needs me, I'll take care of him. Everyone can relate to each other, kind of not having no one and wanting to be loved, like all human beings want to be loved.
Dez has been learning that lesson.
There's always somebody that's in a worse position than you. So you have to be grateful for whatever you get. And if you don't get anything, you still just be grateful that you're alive.
Another thing Dez is grateful for, Oklahoma State. He wants to study computer graphics, design video games, and join the cowboy band. What hooked him was a visit to Stillwater, where he saw everyone wearing neon OSU orange. They were a family. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Our American graduate series, Homeless in High School, continues next Tuesday with Charles Johnson, who's become an unofficial foster dad to dozens of homeless kids over the years. You can check out the series at kera.org/homeless. Another day without rain. We know now that's a good thing. Mostly sunny skies, high around 88. Overnight low 67 under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 88. It's 74 degrees now in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.